No. No. Oh God, no. Oh, fuck that. I'd rather get syphilis. No. No. God, how hard is it to find a decent human among all these pieces of shit? I can't seem to find any humans that are worthy of me. None of them have the same charm, the same body, the same looks, the same everything that Vortex had in his human form. If I could just find one measly human that fits my characteristics, that fits everything I need in a guy, then I'd be perfectly fine. Then maybe I wouldn't feel so much like shit every time I see Vortex and B acting all romantic and stuff. Come on, no. 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 Oh. Now this one looks promising. All right. Let's see. Their pictures are really good. I really like the way that they look. Oh man, they put Vortex's body to shame with that. Oh, and look at them in that t-shirt. That is just threatening to break apart at the seams from those muscles. Well, he looks really good. But I wonder, what's he like on the inside? As much as I like that body, I am not going out with a douchebag. Their music taste is really good. And they seem like a genuinely nice person. Huh. And oh my God, they practically like all the same shit that I do. The only difference between us is our gender and our species. We're practically the same person. Holy shit. I think I finally found the one. My heart won't stop racing and my face is all flushed. I think this is it. I really found the one this time. Now the problem is, how am I supposed to get to them? I mean, they're a human in the human world, and I'm a hellhound that lives in hell. And the only person around here that I know who has access to the human world is Blitz. And Blitz has access to the grimoire. And there's no way in hell he'd let me borrow it just to do something like this. But maybe I don't have to ask him at all. I mean, he and the others are on a mission that takes place here in Hell. They had no need for the grimoire. So maybe he left it in his room? Might as well go and check. All right, let's see. Where on earth could he be keeping it? Oh, well, that was simple. He just kept it on his bed. Don't want to know what he was doing with that, especially on his bed, but I'm not going to think about that. I have more important things to worry about. Much more important things. All right, let's see. How to access Earth, how to access Earth, how to access. There we go. How to access Earth. Or rather, the human realm. Okay. If I'm correct, this is the spell that should send me to the human world. Let's hope this works.
Actually made it. Sweet. All right. Quickly change into my human form.
Gotta blend in after all.
All right. Now then, let's see where he is. his profile, it says that he works at a Hot Topic nearby this area. So, all I have to do is find it and... Oh, well that was easy. Guess the grimoire knew what I wanted. And there he is. Just getting out of work. Probably heading home. Oh, look at him. He's so... so... dreamy. Oh god. I want him so badly. I never thought I'd want something so badly in my life, but... oh god, here I am now, wanting this. Wanting this so fucking bad. Just look at the way that everybody's eyeing him. Eyeing him like a piece of candy. Don't they know that he's mine? I mean, of course they don't know he's mine. They don't know I exist, but... they should know that he's taken. That there's no way someone as perfect as him could ever stay single. After all, he's gonna be all mine. I'll have him all to myself and I'll never feel lonely ever again. I'll never have to worry about being stuck all by myself watching couples like Fatso and Millie or B and Vortex. I'll finally have someone of my own. And the first thing I have to do is get him. Get him and bring him back to hell so I can keep him all to myself. All to myself forever and ever.
Don't worry about it. Just relax. Trust me. You're gonna love this. Don't struggle so much, darling. I promise. This is for the best. And I promise, I'll take good care of you from now on. My special little human. Rise and shine. I was wondering when you'd wake up. Where are you? Why, you're in hell. And I'm not saying that as a you're in hell because I kidnapped you sense. You're actually in hell. You see, I live here, and I brought you back with me because, well, I decided that I had to have you all to myself. I saw your dating profile, and I couldn't get enough of you. We're practically made for each other, you and I. Granted, we're different species, but I'm sure that we could work things out. Oh, that's right. I'm still in my human form. Of course you wouldn't know that we're different species. Here, give me 1 second. You see, I'm what's called a hellhound. My name is Luna, by the way, and I am your new girlfriend, whether you like it or not. Oh, you're so adorable. So fucking cute, it's almost sickening. It's amazing how such an adorable personality is hiding behind such a rugged figure. God, I can't get enough of the way your body looks. It's like it was practically designed straight out of my imagination. Out of my deepest, darkest fantasies. You struggling like that isn't gonna help. I tied you up pretty good. You see, we're in my room. And let's just say, I'm pretty skilled when it comes to this stuff. Taking hostages is kind of my deal. It's all part of my job, after all. And you're not getting away from me. I won't let it happen. You see, I've fallen in love with you at first sight. And when I set my mind on something, I don't stop until I get it. Sadly, though, that wasn't the case with my last crush. He turned out to have a girlfriend, and that really killed the mood for me. especially because his girlfriend was so fucking hot, and one of the seven deadly sins that I couldn't exactly compete. Not unless I wanted to get my throat slit or something. But you, you're up for grabs. You had a dating profile, after all, that was still very much active. You were looking for a girl that'd be willing to take care of you. Someone who had so much in common with you that it was almost like a dream. And I can tell you right now, we're not so different, you and I. You and I, we're very much alike. The only difference was location and species, but I think we can make it work. They say the longer that a human stays in hell, the more hellish they become. The more they start to turn into a demon. And I wonder just how bloody sexy you're going to be when you're a demon. And when that happens, I'll be able to show you off to everyone. Without any care in the world, and no worries of anyone trying to take you away from me, simply because you're human. Granted, it'll take a while, but I'm willing to wait that long. I'm willing to wait as long as it fucking takes for us to be able to be together. Until then, you're gonna have to stay right here with me in my room. I'm sure that Blitz won't mind if I keep a little pet around for a while. Oh, who am I kidding? He's totally gonna mind. I'm gonna have to keep you a secret from him, too. But that's okay. It'll all be worth it in the end for us to be together. Oh, that reminds me. I made you something to eat. Don't worry, it's nothing crazy. It's just soup. I figured that you need something to restore your energy. You have been out for quite a while, and I doubt that you've eaten anything since you got off of work. Wouldn't want you going hungry on me now. Here we go. Say, ah. I said, say, ah. You're gonna have to make me do this the hard way, aren't you? I said, fucking eat. That's it. Swallow it down like a good boy. One thing you'll learn about me is that I'm not a very patient woman. So the longer that you continue to struggle against me, the more agitated I'm going to get. And we don't want that now, do we? Good. Now eat. You're still going to struggle? You really, really are starting to piss me off. Maybe there's a spell in the grimoire that can get you to shut up for me. Now you wait here. I'll be right back. And when I come back, you better start relaxing. And start eating like I tell you to. Otherwise, I'll have to resort to more forceful methods of getting you to shut up for me. Okay? Alright, where did I put that damn book? Oh, there it is. Left it over here. Alright, let's see. Is there anything in this book that can help me subdue somebody? Or at the very least, make them relax? Come on. So far I'm not finding anything in this damn book. I thought this thing was supposed to have spells for everything. I could ask Stolas, but there's no way in hell I'm gonna let him know that I captured a human. He'd tell Blitz in a heartbeat and then I'd be screwed. Here we are. Finally, I found a spell. A relaxation spell. Okay. Let's see about using this. Hey, darling, I finally found something that might make you finally listen to me. Hey! Don't you dare run away from me, you little fucking bastard! I don't think I'll let you get away from me! Would you stop struggling against me?
I'm doing this because I love you, you idiot! Why won't you just accept that? I know that we have our differences, but I'm telling you that we're perfect for each other, you and I. If you would just fucking listen! You brought that on yourself, you know. Fucking idiot. I really didn't want to have to do that. To bite you to get you to listen to me. But I had no choice. You really are a stubborn piece of shit, you know that? But that's okay. That's okay. Because regardless, I still love you. I still love you so, so fucking much. And I want this to work between you and I. Oh, look at you. You've basically turned completely helpless with that wound on your neck. It's so adorable, honestly. And honestly, the sight of you bleeding is really turning me on. Didn't think I'd be a freak like Blitz, but I guess, like father like daughter, even if we aren't blood related, he's still my dad. All right, let's get you back to bed, shall we? Oh, look at that. You're so utterly helpless in my arms. One wouldn't think that you're the man in this relationship. Especially looking at me carrying you like a baby. You really are adorable, you know that? All right. Now that we're back in my room, I can start treating your wounds. Just hold still for me. This hurts me way more than it hurts you, by the way. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. Oh, watching you squirm at the stinging of the antiseptic is honestly really cute. But I promise you, this will be the last time I bite you. As long as you behave, of course. I wouldn't want to keep doing this to you, but you left me no choice this last time, after all. Are you starting to black out? That's all right. You go ahead and rest. You'll probably need it if you're going to be spending so much time together tomorrow. I want us to get to know each other for real this time. Without me doing most of the talking, and you doing most of the struggling. And just know, if you try to break free from me again, I won't hesitate to rip your jugular out with my teeth. Sound fair? You behave and I won't kill you. And move on to the next human. Okay? Good. Now, you rest up. And I promise you, I'll take good care of you. After all, we're gonna be together forever now. And I'm never, ever letting you go.